You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
So a little while ago, we asked ladies if there's someone out there who once posed for a gentleman's magazine, like Scope or Lost Life or Hustler. En ons het 'n amazing paar gaste gehad wat ons gekontak het. En een van hulle, her picture is on the Scenic Drive Facebook page right now, the one in 1972 that caused all the trouble. My name is Ricky Bierman. Nice to have you on the show.
Wow.
Thank you, Rion. Thank you so much for having me.
And may I just say from my side, thank you for agreeing to come on the show and telling your story. It's even better.
You're so welcome.
So hold on. Not that you look it, but you're now, you're almost 70.
Correct.
Like it feels so.
Glad nie. Glad nie.
So Ricky lives in Pretoria. She's a trained microbiologist, but that's not what you do these days. What do you do?
I'm a PA in an advertising company.
So now you would think it's the old story. She posed for the magazine so she could pay for her studies. But that's not what happened. How did you end up in the Scope magazine?
I was trying to recollect. I must have known either Jane Shepherd Smith or Louis Dubesson from previous postings or posings for magazines. Yeah. And they approached me because they had a client that had a Turkish jewelry shop, Turkish wares and mats and whatever. And they asked me if I would be willing to pose for the jewelry for this magazine, for Scope.
All right. So it wasn't the typical middle page. It was you posing with jewelry. What is it? What is it? Let me see. Watches. What is it?
No, rings and necklaces.
Rings and necklaces and...
beautiful.
All stuff, yeah.
And they said to you, listen, please, would you do that topless for us?
I'm not quite sure how the topless came in, but I'm very comfortable with nudity.
Oh.
Yes.
So is Felicity. I love that.
Yes. I'm very comfortable. I'm very comfortable with myself. And if you're born with it, that's what you have. You can flaunt it.
So they said to you, please take it off, and you did. Now, Nathan was trying to figure out why you were posing like that specifically, because you had your, how shall we put it?
My hands covering my assets.
Your assets. Mm. You had an asset in each hand.
Yeah, that's correct.
Why did you pose like that?
Well, so that it wouldn't be banned.
Ah, but they banned it anyway.
But they banned it anyway, yes.
So you are, at this point in time, how old?
21.
And you obviously didn't tell your parents beforehand. You're going to do this?
No, I didn't think I needed their permission to do it anyway. My dad always worked away, so he was out of eye shot and ear shot. And my mother was just incredibly proud when it happened.
She was so proud?
Yes.
How nice is that?
Yes.
Why? Why was she proud?
Well, I think that, she could go to her friends and say, look, this is my daughter.
Oh, wow. And the old man, when did he find out?
I don't recall that he ever did.
So he never gave you a stern talking to?
Not at all. But growing up as a child, I was often naked in the house. And my father used to say to me, good God, child, please go and put some clothes on.
So, little rebellion there, Ricky.
Yes. Ah. Always, yeah.
Okay, all right. So the magazine hit the streets, and did it get banned then immediately after, or even before?
I think it was banned probably about a week later.
And you caused it to be banned, or what?
Yes, those were the photos that got the Scope banned. And then the only newspaper clipping I couldn't find was the one on the front of the Sunday Times, which read something to the effect, Ricky's photos banned and magazine sold out, or something like that. And that's how I gained my notoriety.
Listen, those old men back in the day with the black suits and the shiny shoes, you were just saying the minister what? Come on, you can say he's long dead.
I said the minister probably took the magazine and went and wanked off in the toilet.
Probably, yes.
Rion, You're going to get me shot.
No, not at all. Listen, all right, so because of the notoriety, now, how did friends react? People come to you in the street and say, you harlot. What did they do? How did the public respond to you?
I don't remember that. I was very quiet about it. I mean, not many people. My closest friends knew that I'd done it, you know, that I'd been in the, I was in the magazine. But I never went off and said, yeah, this is me. I was in the Scope magazine. Nothing like that.
So you weren't ostracized by
society? I grew up in Durban. I didn't grow up in Pretoria.
Yeah. Otherwise, you would have been burned at the stake in Pretoria.
I'm sure.
So now, at some point, obviously, over the years, you met someone. Did you meet someone because of the magazine or completely unrelated?
Completely unrelated. I went on a skiing tour to Austria, and I was in transit from the UK to Austria, and somebody on the bus came up to me and said, "Aren't you the girl that was in the magazine?" And I said, "This is moi."
And then?
No, nothing more than that. He was just a very nice guy. I mean, I was never got involved with him or anything like that.
So where did you meet your partner then, eventually, your life partner?
In Durban, at Addington, at Rees, yeah. He was a MBCHB.
Oh, a doctor. Mm. All right. But he knew about the Scope?
Well, he had several other girlfriends prior to myself that were, you know, that were published in magazines, so it was nothing new to him.
That was his thing.
Yeah, I think so.
So now, at what point do you think, because this is always... Not always, but we were talking about it the other day. Do you tell your children about this? Or at what point do you tell them that mom was in the Scope magazine?
Rian, to be honest, I don't know how old they were when I showed them. But they were, you know, they were not damaged for life by seeing my partially naked body in a magazine. And they are both very proud of me.
Ah.
Yes.
Did you pose again after that picture?
No, not for myself. In the other magazine, you could see that I was on the ex-boyfriend's 1928 Bentley.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
All right. But after, when you hit your 30s, never again?
No, I led a very quiet sort of sedate. Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Ricky, I want to ask, how much did you get paid for that photo?
I think probably about R100. I don't think there was anything more than that.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I'm a fan. What a fantastic story. I love how you like, whatever, I'm proud of this. And so are we, because very few women did that, you know, and broke all rules and said, "Well, I'm gonna do this."
Yeah.
You did it.
Thank you. I'm an extremely strong person, and as I said, I'm comfortable with myself.
And you made a lot of men happy in the 70s.
I'm sure I did, Rian.
including ministers. How great to meet you. Wow.
Thank you for the opportunity. I really enjoyed myself.
Incredible. Yeah.
The Scenic Drive with Rian. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.